Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If we want to avoid the worst of climate change, it's pretty clear that we need to start getting our energy from sources that don't create greenhouse gases, like solar and wind power. But how do we get there? One powerful partner is a state agency you've probably never heard of. Juliana Marullo and Yannick Schaller from our Possibly team are here to explain.
Hiya.
Hi there.
So what's this obscure state agency that can help us address climate change?
It's called a Public Utilities Commission, or PUC for short. In some states, they go by other names like public service commissions.
And what do they do?
Their exact powers and mandates vary from state to state, but generally, they're responsible for regulating the privately owned utility companies that supply us with things like electricity, gas, and water.
Here in Rhode Island, that utility company is called Rhode Island Energy. You probably get a bill from them every month. The PUC regulates them by setting the rates they can charge and approving any new infrastructure the utility company wants to invest in.
Okay, that makes sense, but how are they going to help us reduce our emissions?
Right. To answer this question, we talked to Jared Hearn. He's a postdoc at Brown who recently published a study on PUCs. He says that in the past, climate change wasn't even part of their focus.
Historically, the mission of public utility commissions has just been to ensure reliable service at the lowest possible rates for consumers, while allowing a reasonable return on investment for the utilities. That mission has nothing to do with the environment.
But that's starting to change. Across the country, states are starting to require PUCs to also focus on the environmental impact of their decisions.
This is a big deal because public utilities commissions have the power to push utility companies to invest in renewable energy. And that's key if we want to reduce our emissions.
Here in Rhode Island, we've passed a couple of bills that set targets for reducing our emissions. Are PUCs part of that effort?
They are. In 2022, the Rhode Island legislature passed a bill requiring 100% of renewable energy by 2033, but it doesn't specify how to reach that benchmark.
That's where the PUC steps in. They're responsible for transitioning the state off fossil fuel-generated electricity and pressuring utility companies to add renewable energy sources to the grid.
Jared from Brown University says they can also make it easier or harder to build new renewable energy infrastructure. Even if we build as many solar panels or wind turbines as we want, utility companies still need permits to connect them to the grid and use that energy.
PUCs play a role in those permitting processes and trying to get those expedited and streamlined.
It sounds like the more we have to electrify, the more important PUCs are going to become.
Exactly. That's especially true after the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed last summer. That legislation included billions of dollars in incentives for utilities to build more renewable energy sources.
We wanted to find out how that bill affects PUCs, so we talked to Marissa Gillette. She chairs Connecticut's version of a PUC.
Marissa says her commission wants to make sure utilities are using this new federal funding.
And we've ordered the utilities to track specific funding opportunities and report back to us on a regular basis which ones they applied to, the ones they didn't apply to, and why.
Connecticut and Rhode Island are great examples of how PUCs can help us shift to using more renewable energy. But not all PUCs are as active on environmental issues.
Just like a lot of climate policy and regulation, the commissions in certain states are blocking action instead of promoting it.
Recently, more people have started to realize how important PUCs are in fighting climate change, and they're trying to change how those agencies work. But that's a topic for another episode.
Awesome. Thanks, Juliana and Yannick. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.